Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of answer blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? It's your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Happy Sunday, fun day, happy Father's Day. Salute to the fathers out there that's handling their business. And that's what's up. I'm proud of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey, get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page. That's All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And you can see the whole Dollhouse family at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. We back. We in the building. We got a great show lined up for you because that's just what we do. Rap Store 412, what's the word, big baby?
Yo, what's popping, everybody? I was right in the middle of just getting something to eat, man. It was crazy. What's up with everybody? Yo, happy Father's Day to everybody, man. Every father who's out there taking care of their business, handling their business, you know, raising the young ones in their lives. Salute to y'all, man. This is y'all's day. Live it up.
For sure. Salute. I'm so glad I ain't have to, you know, get on no studs' heads, you know what I'm saying, this year. You know, they was kind of calm, you know. They wasn't saying too much. That shit be making me mad. I be like, now look, I ain't going to play with y'all motherfuckers. Yeah, y'all had Mother's Day. If you can't get it on Mother's Day, then I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just because you got a chick with a baby, that don't mean shit. I don't want to hear it. I'm not here for it. I ain't about none of that. None of that. It was hot as hell. Hey, is it hot like that there?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
This you on that bullshit. This your type of weather, though.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I've been ever so happy with the weather outside, you know. I just come out there, the rays, the sun of the rays. I stretch my arms out, get that vitamin D from the rays, my melanin skin. I love it out here. Like, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be like, man. So yeah, I'm in my groove right now. This is my season right there.
Hey, I seen your little pictures you were posting. You looking a little swole, bro. You been working out?
Actually, I've been slimming down. Like, see, I haven't really been lifting as I should, what I usually should, because I'm always working. But because, you know, I work for Home Depot, so that's like a built-in gym right there, you know, lifting, you know, 2x4x8.
That's lifting and cardio in itself, ain't it?
Yeah, yes, that is. Yes, that is. So, you know, I'll be power walking and everything like that and, you know, just doing some, just, you know, doing my job and everything. And I guess it's building up and everything like that. So, you know, I had to go out there. I got two shirts, one supporting, you know, J-Lo.
Good look.
You know, I got it. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Man, you know, I had to show that off. And then I had to show off my other shirt, you know. For those who don't know, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan, you know, so one of my favorite characters on there is Future Trunks. I bought an authentic leather jacket that cost me like almost $200-something, you know, so it's authentic leather jacket, the same jacket as my favorite character, the Future Trunks. You know, I just post that it up and say, here, how y'all doing? So I'm dropping stuff because pretty soon my single is going to be coming through, 90s Baby, so everything that has anything to do with the 90s, I'm supporting and pushing, so y'all going to see me do some shit.
Yes, sir. Niecy, honey, how you feeling, honey dip?
I'm all right. Falling apart, but all right, alive, you know.
That's all that matters, little baby. That's all that matters. As long as you still here, you know
really
what I'm saying,
to
bless everybody with your presence.
Ready to leave this motherfucking town, ready to go, ready to, you know, I'm missing my people in the industry, but I'm scared, so I ain't going across the street. Fuck that.
Well, when you leave, you said you was going to the A? Is that where you trying to go?
No, there's a few places I want to go, but I can't go nowhere right now. I'm scared. I ain't trying
That's
to
true.
Die. I'm scared.
Hey.
Nisi
got
ready.
So much shit. She gonna need 500 flatbeds to move all that fucking shit. She got it. She won't stop buying shit. She won't. Man, that motherfucker is a whole department store in her house. Ridiculous. I'm like, Nisi, you still getting shit? She be like, but I need it. I mean, no, you don't. No, you don't. Go sit down. No, you don't.
It don't be that bad. It be little stuff.
Ooh,
it ain't that bad.
You hear how she had to put that? It be little stuff. No. Hey, man, I ain't going to go there with you, man. Okay, real quick, let's get these announcements out the way and get back to that where they do that at. So real quick, Dollhouse announcements. Let's go. Royalty. Get it, big baby. What you got? Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net and home of the indie artists. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and All Talk No Filter airing every Sunday at 7 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Look for our newest show debut, Transformation Fierce, hosted by Angela Marie, airing Saturday, April 7th. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio. And also follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was the lovely Royalty telling us about all the Dollhouse Radio info. If you just now tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, man, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1. Until then, 412, it's on you.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sure everybody has... if you wasn't under a rock, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody knows this story. Because of everything that's been going on racially with the police brutality and everything that's going on with Black Lives Matter and the whole movement, such and such. There's companies that are actually doing things to actually make a change within their history. The syrup bottle, Aunt Jemima. The rice company, Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are companies who have marketed their products to fit a certain demographic of people and the logo. The logo is Aunt Jemima. There's a history behind Aunt Jemima, but she is like an older black lady looking like a servant or a slave and everything like that. They're taking her off the logo bottle. They feel that it's offensive to African-Americans and their history and everything that happened during slavery, being that she was actually, in fact, a slave. They're also doing the same thing with Uncle Ben's. They're taking a guy off the logo. And some people had mixed feelings about that. Where do they do that at? I mean, they had it for this long. Why all of a sudden do they need to feel that they need to change their logo? STL, Niecy, what y'all think about that?
My idea is that they don't want no repercussions. With everything else going on, don't nobody want, you know what I'm saying, the fallback. Since everything else is being reported and everybody else is going off, ain't nobody trying to get sued. Don't nobody want no bullshit. You know, shit, I'll be the first in line to sue. Shit, I need a check. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But for real, that's how I really feel about it. I mean, I know we're so used to it, and it's like as they say that they're removing her off of there, it makes you think like, damn, who the fuck they gonna put up there, and what they gonna put up there? Because it's her shit. You know what I'm saying? She the face of it. So it's like, damn, what could they possibly put in? You know, you sit back, you be like, damn, what they gonna put a white lady up there? Like, what is gonna put a pancake up there? You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like it'll be missing something. But change comes in all different forms and shapes, you know? I don't know. That's just my opinion. Next.
I, on the other hand, I have a different opinion. Well, they already revamped the Aunt Jemima bottle. They did that a little bit ago, like before all of this going on. This is my thing. One thing at a time. Let's keep your eye on the prize. All that shit, just like, and it's so ironic that you picked this because I was hoping at some point it would get addressed. But my thing is, just like with the bump out man, there was a gentleman, this is some St. Louis shit. There was a gentleman who said something undoubtedly seen this on social media. And I didn't research this because we're fact checkers around here. I didn't research the depth of the song, but they're saying that the little ditty that the bomb pop trucks play and stuff like that when they're going in the neighborhood and stuff is supposed to have been an offensive song to black people. This is my fucking thing. I don't give a fuck about a bitch on the bottle. I don't care about the older black gentleman on a pack of Uncle Ben's rice. And I don't. That's not my focus. All I want is for our people to be able to get pulled over and still live through getting pulled over. Fuck all that other shit. Fuck that song. Fuck that Miss Butterworth bottle. Fuck an Aunt Jemima bottle. Fuck all that shit on the Uncle Ben's. I don't care about none of that. I care about black lives. I'm not. Some of that shit is just petty to me. It's like one thing at a time, y'all. Let's keep our eye on the prize. If you start nitpicking all the little things in the middle, you lose fucking focus on what we're actually fighting for. We're fighting for equality. We're fighting to be able to go down. I saw and it was so crazy. I saw this. It was a home camera video footage of a little boy. He was in his driveway. And he was, you know, it was just him, you know, a little black boy. He was, you know, playing basketball by himself. No parents was around. He looked like he might have been maybe about 10. So he was out there, he was dousing the ball, and there was a cop car that was coming down the street. So the video camera that's on the house, surveillance on the house, shows him stopping, bouncing the ball, and there was a car in the driveway. So he went behind the car and hid until the policeman passed, and then he came from behind the car and just went to back to bouncing his ball. I want a kid to be able to not fear a cop car approaching, and they're bouncing a fucking ball. Fuck that shit about that stuff on a bottle, and that's just marketing. You like stuff like that. You can address that down the line if you're still that fucking bothered. At the end of the day, y'all motherfuckers still gonna buy it. You ain't gonna buy no off brand, off market shit. And then when they did change the fucking net face on it, you'll probably complain about the fucking taste. So at the end of the day, you're still gonna go in with them motherfucking thousands of dollars of stamps y'all getting right now for the moment, and y'all still gonna buy that bullshit. So shut the fuck up. My thing is keep your eye on the prize. Let's focus on all I'm focused on is equality and being able to have the same rights and privileges as anybody of the clear skin nature. That's my focus. All this other shit, y'all, to me is just nitpicking. Pick, you know what I'm saying? You got to pick your poison. One thing at a time. Like, we're not marching in the streets. Kaepernick didn't kneel because it's a motherfucking lady, a black lady, supposedly, or Aunt Jemima. That's not what the fuck this is about. Keep your eye on the prize, people. That's Miss STL. That's my fucking opinion. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I care about getting pulled over and being able to walk away with my fucking life. That's what I care about. All that other shit to me is petty bullshit. I can give no fucks. My pay grade I'm not even on the pay grade to give a fuck about none of that because I ain't making no money from it. I'm putting money into it if I spend money on it. So if you don't like it, go buy it. Buy something else. Buy some generic shit. Y'all motherfuckers so innovative, make y'all goddamn sure. Google it on YouTube. YouTube tell you how to make everything. Put your own fucking face on the bottle if you're that offended. That's my opinion. Keep your eye on the prize for right now. One thing at a time. Focus on not getting killed when you see flashing lights. Focus on not being scared when you see those lights. Focus on the fact that if something happens, you don't want to call and report it because you're scared that if you call them, the tables are going to get turned and you might not make it out of it. Let's stay focused, people. Stay focused on the right fucking thing. Who gives a fuck about any of that? I know I don't. Y'all might. If y'all got something to say, chime in. Feel free. It's a free forum. It's all anonymous. But my thing is, keep your eye on the prize. I want kids to be able to go outside and play. When I saw the video of the little boy with the basketball, it broke my heart. That's how programmed as a people we are that this little boy was scared to bounce a fucking basketball on his own property in his own he playing basketball by himself. He stopped what he was doing when he saw the police car and hid behind his parents' vehicle, waited on it to pass, peeked around the vehicle, and then went back to bouncing the ball. That's fucking sad. That's the only way. That's the only thing you can say. That's fucking sad. Pick your battles. I don't give a fuck about nobody on no goddamn Uncle Ben's box or bag or pouch because you can put the shit in the microwave now. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I don't give a fuck about a bitch on a Mrs. Butterworth bottle. I don't care who the fuck is on my syrup. Again, you don't like it? Make your own fucking syrup. You ain't gotta buy it. Don't patronize what you don't like. That's just what I was saying about the whole thing with the 4th of July and all that. They was like, oh, man, well, we heard some fireworks. I seen a couple of motherfucking fireworks. I don't want to see y'all bitch-ass niggas on the 4th popping fireworks because that's going to piss me off. You know why? Because you talking all that shit,
That's not our day. That's pagan. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay. Take some motherfucking paid holiday because you're going to take your money. You took your motherfucking stimulus, all that bullshit. Shut the fuck up. That's my thing. That's my opinion about it. I didn't see y'all popping fireworks like that on Juneteenth. What was keep that same energy? What was that energy? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Pick your battles. And that's my opinion. I don't care about none of that. And it's ironic because I actually wanted to, you know, I try to keep away from all. We see we're so drilled every day, all day, black, white, police brutality. Like, that's all you hear. It's like you can't get away from it. Sometimes I just get fucking tired. I be wanting to go to another fucking planet. I get sick of hearing this shit. And I get sick of seeing it not get better. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you did address it, but my thing is pick your poison. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this out the way. Let's get to the point where we're not scared if something happens to us to be able to call 911. Let's get there. And then once we get to that hilltop, when we make it there, if we make it there, then you can bitch about a fucking Uncle Ben's, but Uncle Ben's on a fucking pack of rice. That shit been around since before y'all were, it ain't nobody bitching but the millennials. That shit been around before y'all motherfuckers was even born. Now it's a problem. Shut the fuck up. Just miss me with it. Me, that's how I feel about it. How do you, last you brought it up, how the fuck you feel about it?
I feel a little bit what you're saying. I feel a little bit of the opposite because I feel like when it comes to our people, rather if it's physical contact, mentally contact, make in front of us in general, I think it's all the same. Because like you said, you know, nobody knew nothing about Aunt Jemima, but the people don't know is people don't really know the history behind certain things. People don't know that Aunt Jemima was a slave. She was a mammy. She was somebody's mammy. You know, if people don't know what a mammy was an older woman who was a slave who she might have took care of her slave masters. She took care of her slave master's children. She was in the whole generation, breastfed the master and his kids and everything else. Her babies probably got sold somewhere else. So it really starts with the history. And the reason why, you got to think, the reason why there's police brutality in this country against black people is because there are still people who's holding on to those traditions. Nobody was saying anything about, you know, Aunt Jemima because didn't nobody know anything about Aunt Jemima. If they probably did in generations growing up, we probably would have had that during the 60s, during the civil rights movement, and things would have changed. But people missed it, and there's different educations and miseducations about everything. There is no great or small battle. Whatever victory we win, we win with that victory. Rather, if it's stopping police brutality or having big companies quit hiding behind the racist views as far as logos is concerned. Because if you keep that up, you're not doing anything by saying, well, we're just going to focus on police brutality. But subliminally, Gucci's still coming out with racist things and motherfuckers boycott for like a week or two. And then the hottest rapper comes out with a Gucci vest and people go back to buying Gucci. You got to start somewhere, and it's not going to finish. Every little battle that we have, we need to win. It's like the Civil War. The Civil War, the South was really kicking ass for real, for real. The South was actually whooping the North's ass. But the end result was the little battles that the North won and everything like that, that's the reason why the South lost and the North won, because it didn't really matter about certain other battles or picking this battle. There were certain battles that was won that identified the whole war and turned it into victory, even though I wasn't really for the Union anyway because they're racist too. But at the same time, the analogy is still every little battle we have to win, no matter if it's a small thing or a big thing, because we win either way. So With the whole Aunt Jemima thing, now this been 100 years, and I was actually talking to somebody when I was actually doing the history of it. When this first came out, that's when the historian in me came out. I went back to my college days and started, you know, doing research, and who's this woman? Her real name was Nancy Green. She was born in Tennessee. You know, when she was born a slave. The recipe for the thing is not even hers, for real, for real. So there was something that was going on saying that the woman actually died a millionaire. They said that she died a millionaire, 19 million to be exact. But what they don't tell you is she didn't make that money during her whole life. It wasn't until after she died when she actually got the money. And then on top of that, none of her generational family actually saw a dime out of that money. So they was using her face. Her face as a figurehead and her people is not even getting a dime from it. They had to go to court to fight for $2 million. So we're fighting. There's different black people who are fighting different wars at the same time in different battles, and we got to win. There's people who don't know nothing about this. All this is new, but they don't know. I'm like, well, you know, they're trying. So with every little battle that we need to win that motherfucker or small, because a win is a win. A victory is a victory. We can't say, because we don't have luxury to sit and choose and pick and battle. As long as we have racists living in this country and racists running this country, nothing's going to change. Them motherfuckers going to have to die the fuck out for that to happen. And it's just like a parasite. They can die out, but guess what? They're feeding that little motherfucker to the children. The same motherfuckers I went to high school with, playing baseball with, the white kid with the red hair and everything like that, with the same motherfucker who's a Trump supporter and don't see nothing wrong with what that man says. Nothing's going to change unless them motherfuckers die out. Black power.
And again, that's why I said you got to, if you know what I'm saying, then don't support it. Again,
right.
Don't buy it. Don't, you know what I'm
right.
saying? If people feel like that, you know what I'm saying? They did with the syrup, they did change it. They switched that up. I think that was a few years ago. If you look at it now, it's not that same face. But Mrs. Butterworth is still the same. That's still the traditional bottle. But my thing is, if you don't like it, don't support it. Then that's the only thing that's gonna change is with pockets. But like you said, you got the rappers out here who talk shit, but you got a closet full of Gucci. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
Don't support it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Once they, but to be honest, brands like that really don't want us in their clothes. And they don't fucking care about losing the black dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are so okay. I see all these fucking millionaires that are actually, surprisingly to me, this is my opinion, ZTL, this is my opinion, quiet in regards to the whole thing with George Floyd, or, you know what I'm saying, like past the whole Colin Kaepernick, it kind of dissipated. And there's so many things, you know what I'm saying, which Kaepernick, people don't realize the schematics of how that was really broke down. That dude got fucking paid. When they made him the face of their anniversary thing, they made their sales tripled in like 1 month. They made in like 1 month what they would have made for the entire year. Like then people don't realize Nike was paying him. Nike makes the NFL jerseys. So technically, with my quote fingers, the NFL was still paying Colin Kaepernick. People don't even, like, when I say that, people are like, for real? Yeah, technically, even though he didn't have a contract, he was making more motherfucking money from Nike, being the face of Nike when they did that for their anniversary, than he would have made, than he made his whole NFL career. Or even if he comes, everybody like, well, he still ain't came back in and they still ain't gave him no job. He don't fucking need it. That man said. He said, so don't cry. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no tears behind it. Because in the end, he's still a winner. And he's a big supporter of the community. You know what I'm saying? And all that. Even got Roger Goodell to fucking apologize. This man apologized. I think that is a little bit of Jay-Z mixed in that, though. Now that Jay got a part of that. Said, man, just go out there and tell him, you know, he came out, was like, we sorry, we understand the peaceful protest, the kneeling, and we sorry for penalizing you guys. What will make the difference is when y'all got suspended, them the people that did do it
when you got to suspending them for them games, get them some of their change back. Give me a little bit of my let me get some of my bag back. That'll make me feel better. But the apology was a start. But it goes so far past Roger Goodell saying we're apologizing to y'all for penalizing y'all for how y'all feel. And again, I feel you on you know the changing of this and that. But at the end of the day, I want the kids to be safe. That's what I worry about. Mm-hmm. I worry about the kids and what how they're growing up and what they're seeing and them being scared or intimidated when they see a badge. We have, and then I always say this because it's always about the fuck up. It starts with reform. If we don't get the reform together, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. When I look at like here, I don't know about where y'all are, but in St. Louis City, we finally got. Okay, and I'm gonna get on through this real quick because we into the hot seat. But we finally got a black police captain, especially in the inner in our city, our city here, Lord Jesus, St. Louis City is a motherfucker. It's a murder every day, multiple murders, black on black crime, and I was so hoping that when we got this black captain, that he would show some change, like implement, you know, tell those, because it's predominantly white. Those white officers is down in St. Louis City don't know shit about St. Louis City, but it's a bunch of black folks around here, that, and they riding them they fucking metro trucks and don't do a motherfucking thing. It was an incident where they burned down a whole 7-Eleven downtown. And there was a dude who did a fucking live. I sat there and watched this fucking live for 45 minutes. And not one, he had like 1,000 viewers watching this go on. When I say they raided the whole plaza and not one police officer showed up, not one. Are you fucking kidding me? Just the hood, just not one police, not even, they didn't even run by and shine a strobe light, nothing. So that's how you fuck y'all feel, but let them come out to the county? Man, them motherfuckers be lined up. They protect them white businesses out here. But in the city, it's a motherfucker. And the police chief never spoke on this, and when he did, his empathy was not for the fact that they deprived the hood of what little resources that it has, that a couple of some officers got shot. It was like four of them that got wounded downtown in this downtown melee. And he wanted to bust a fake tear. Are you fucking kidding me? Nigga, and you still ain't took no time to pull some of these community leaders to the side and say, brother, what can we do? This is out of control. Why are you not? And I was telling my homeboy, I tell him, Biggie, I said, look, bro, we were sitting having lunch talking about it, about this very thing. I said, you have to incentivize these motherfuckers. Even if it's saying, look, we need to get more black officers in the city. Real talk. If you go down in our city here, it is 90% Caucasian officers. Very few females. It's a handful of them, and the rest of them are white males. It's a handful of black officers, and that's it. You cannot send them white officers being with that kind of attitude into these hoods and expect the people to respect that. It's just not how it works. It's just not. This motherfucker ain't did nothing. And it saddens me because when I first heard about it, I tell people all the time I had, like, such high expectations. Like, he was the great hope. Like, he was going to come in and make a change. And this motherfucker ain't did shit but get a check. I'll be damn he ain't did a motherfucking thing but get a check and a title. Brother, come on, man. Come on, my dude.
But that you know, it's crazy. But I feel what you're saying about I saw that, and I'm actually glad you addressed it. I try to keep it's so much. Everything's so white and black. It's so much. It's a lot. But anyway, I'm glad you brought that up. I appreciate that because I did want to say my piece on that. Before we go and get into a quick break, Niecy, did you have anything you want to get off your chest? Are you cool or anything you need to say, Mama?
Go on. I'm listening. I'm listening.
All right. Well, we're going to get into a quick break, and then we're going to come back real quick, and we're going to jump into the hot seat. And since we're talking about that, fuck it. Let's get some Childish Gambino. Fuck it. This is America.
I gotta carry him. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get it.
Watch
me move. This is belly.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Yeah, know that.
Ooh,
get it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Work it. 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka. Blah.
Well. Yeah. Okay. Hey, if you just now tuning in, you heard live or All Talk No Filter on Dow House Radio. Okay. So, let's jump into the hot sheet real quick. Actress Alicia Silverstone has been in, several different comedy movies. I call them, little silly parody movies or whatever. Recently, they did an interview with her, and she was talking about her quarantine life with her son. And she admitted in this interview that her son is 9. His name is Bear. So she said that during quarantine, they've been bonding and they like to jump on the trampoline and dance and take baths together. And I want to know, Mommy, at 9 years old, a young man, this is a young man at 9. This ain't a little baby boy that you got in a tub with you. This is a young man, a prepubescent male. How do you feel about a mother and taking a bath with her 9-year-old son? Let me get your take on that.
I don't sound right. Why?
You said they don't sound right.
I mean, I'm confused. Don't make sense to me. That's weird. He 9 years old. That's like 13. No. Why? Mm-mm.
Because, you know,
some
they went in on her on social media. Me, I mean.
Yeah, that's 9 is considered 13. Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Why? It'd be different if she said they was going swimming. But you're talking about in the bathtub together?
In the tub. 9. Young man.
Mm-mm. What was her out? What did she say after they went in? Did she say anything?
Well, she didn't respond to the people on she didn't respond to the people on social media. I just was reading like some of the comments. I mean, the comments were like, you know, that she was sick and that was pedophile-ish, and you know, they were going in on her. But in her mind, she was bonding with her son. To me, 9. No, fuck that. That's a young man. You just don't. He's 9. I know that's your baby boy, and all that.
Mm-mm.
That is a prepubescent man. So if there's any mothers out there, other mothers out there, because Nisi has girls. If you have a son, if your son could be 9, if you would take a bath with your son,
mm-mm.
Please hit the one, because I would love to hear from you. Rap Star, would you take a bath with your mom at 9 years old? Would you have done that?
What type of fucking question is that? I couldn't even. It was a straight face. What the fuck? Nah. I mean, people do different things in our household. You know, we might consider it really, really weird. You know, people, they just do things. I think people who eat steak medium rare is weird. People who take baths with their children is weird. I don't know. It's something that wouldn't be in my repertoire and with how we do with my side on my side.
I ain't been in the bathtub with my
but,
kids.
You know, people is different. You know, there's people who I know y'all seen Friends before. Remember when Rachel was dating that one guy who was he was grown as fuck, and he had like a special relationship with his sister. They did everything together. They was like in their 20s still wrestling with each other and tackling each other. At the end of the thing, they was both taking baths together. Not something that would be on my side, but again, people, they do what the fuck they want to do in their lives. You know, so what I want to know is, even if there's nothing sexual going on with that, why would you put that up on social media knowing motherfucking you're going to tear that ass up? Why do you think that? Now people look at you
girls.
Like you're a peasant. Like, yeah, like now
yeah,
you're
but
you,
no,
you,
my boy's my grandson too. When he was a little baby, not even 1 year old, he done been in the tub with me, but he wasn't even 1 yet. You know what I'm saying? We talking like 7 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. That, I mean, 6-7 months, I'm in a tub, you know what I'm saying? I'm washing him up too, then I pass him to my daughter, you know what I mean? Just trying to get us both out the way at the same time. But
right.
That was, he was months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talking about a teenager, a preteen. That's
right.
Just weird.
That kind of sounds like a sitcom R. Kelly would watch.
That ain't even a sitcom, that's...
Boy, ain't nobody gonna fucking play with you. Ain't nobody gonna play with you.
That ain't even a sitcom. That's weird.
I mean, she needs to stop, because that kind of shit, that gives people to me, like, mommy complexes. That's my opinion. Like,
well,
you
that
get...
that and if you think about it, Maybe there's like a certain void in her life that she's missing. Because I realized that if you have certain other things that's going on, like I've noticed where there is a woman who has a son and the father's not in the life and it's just them two, she kind of treats her son like they're equals or kind of like lovers or something like that. Like it's a weird thing. I don't know, because like I don't know how to explain it, but sometimes
you're digging a hole.
Like it's crazy. Like all right, for example, I'll give you an example. I don't know if it's a mother or a something thing, but I remember when I first told my mother about my woman now, and my mom, she always been the type of person where she said that she did not want to get involved with any relationships that I got in.
You cutting the mic check, baby. You kind of cutting in and out a little bit.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So my mom, she didn't want anything to do with, you know, any of a relationship that I was in. She said this actually very young, when I was very young. She said, any girlfriends, I don't do girlfriends, I don't do jail, I don't do babies. That's something that she always said when I was a kid. So being that said, any relationship that I got involved, she wasn't really involved within it. So my mom, she's a very educated woman when it comes to book smarts, but in other things, she kind of lacks. I love her to death, but she kind of lacks. So being that I was speaking on my, you know, fiance coming in from another state to come here and everything like that. My mom, of course, saying things that I guess was trying to hurt me by going at her, saying, you know, well, I'm a black woman, she's Puerto Rican. She don't really understand that blacks and Puerto Ricans are actually the same thing. She should know because I have the same thing on my dad's side as Puerto Rican. But she was just saying, well, I'm a beautiful black woman. You could never be able to understand what I'm going through or this, that, and third. And I'm looking at her like, why are you trying to compare yourself to my woman? Like, you're an ex. And mothers have that certain things to their son. It's kind of weird. I don't really know how to explain it, but I've seen it with single parents where they will put their son and say, well, this is my king. This is my future king. No, motherfucker, that's your kid. Quit calling him a king, and he's not even a man yet. So I think it's a complex with certain women. Like, if you know, if you would understand psychology and you know the Sigmund Freud, he always used to say that mothers are close with their sons. Daughters are close with their fathers because somehow mentally they want to get with each other. Not saying that it's right, but that's certain practices that I see in certain little ways that I'd be like, that's a little weird. Or that's kind of odd that you would think like that or do this or do that. Like I said, different people do things in their household. Her taking a bath with her nine-year-old son. I just want to know, why would she even put that out there? Even if that's what she was doing, why would you put that out there knowing that people want to tear that ass up? You want motherfuckers to know that you're a freak. Would you advertise?
Maybe in her mind, she actually thinks that that's okay. But, you know, some people look to get validation from other areas. So maybe she wanted to inadvertently put that out there to see what type of responses it would. My thing is, after people tore into that ass, are you still going to fucking do it? Like the next day, after you got your responses, did you still take a bath with this dude?
She probably took a bath with him that hour. I just don't understand why would she put her business out there. Like, now you know, now motherfuckers going to look at you like you a freak motherfucker. So, like I said, are you advertising or what? Because there's a lot of shit that goes around, but people just don't talk about it because it's their business. I just want to know, why would you post that up there saying that you take a bath with your nine-year-old son? I don't get it. Knowing that that's very taboo, this isn't like, oh, I got a secret, I got a birthmark on a naughty place. No, nigga, you take a bath with your 9-year-old son. He knows what a vagina looks like. Of course, you know what a penis looks like because you had the little motherfucker.
So I'm like, so how are you going to explain him getting turned on by his mom? That sounds like one of them novels that they be reading with some family taboo novels. I think that's where that shit comes from, is motherfuckers like them. But as I digress, I don't know. I wouldn't even want to have an interest in it. As soon as I seen it, I'm like, eh, not my thing.
Okay. My opinion, the cutoff for, I don't know, the cutoff for little boys, like, taking baths with little babies, I don't see that past maybe one. By one. I wouldn't, no. Because, you know, they already.
What did you say, taking baths with little babies?
Huh?
What did you just say?
If you take a bath with it like a little kid, like, you know how parents will, like, might shower, you know what I'm saying, with the kids. Like, my friend, when he was trying to bond with his son, you know what I'm saying, he would, like, hold him on his chest in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was their bond time, you know, whatever. You know, they say put the baby on the skin, let him bond with you, yada, 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 all that shit. But I couldn't just, I don't see it past one. Nine, you just wrong. I don't know what made her put that out there.
Yeah. That's a straight nigga.
At a teenage age, that's different. But, yeah, as a little baby, like you said, the bonding thing, that happens every day. That's not something new. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but as a teenager, hell no. At 9, 8, 7, 5, 6, none of that. None of that. After a couple months, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? After you're a couple months old, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody does that. You know what I'm saying, with their baby when they're a couple months old. Mm-hmm. But after that, you don't do that. That's just nasty.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to know nothing about, no. Mm-mm. They shouldn't see their lip, their butt crack, their nothing but they own. No. CPS probably was at her door right after that.
Yeah, CPS. I could see there being some definite.
Listen, they get CPS called on them too. Child protection, whatever they call them, state services, whatever. You know them people. Them people that be coming to talk shit and come take your children. So I'm pretty sure somebody that she knew done, you know what I'm saying? It ain't too hard to find out where they live. You know what I'm saying? For real. Everybody know you. Now little boy running around here, he's too inquisitive. You know, too intrigued. You know, all about the coochie. Little nasty stuff. Too much going on. Nasty. She done did something wrong. She know it. She been worried about CPS. They coming. CPS coming. They probably got her door right after she got off. Mm-hmm. Yep. They get them called on their asses too.
But she outed her. She outed herself. She's the one that put that out there in the interview.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would she put that out? She should have. Maybe that just down deep down,
evidently she must think it's okay because you're doing it. If you're doing it, you must think it's okay to do it. You're doing it, and then you were comfortable telling them about it in this interview with no hesitation, like, oh, we just jump on a trampoline. And, you know, we bathe together. And
that sounds like some millennial shit.
You're gonna slide it in there like that?
That sounds like some millennial shit.
I really don't. I didn't check to see how old she was. She's not. She's not a kid, though. She's probably, I don't even want to guess. I would think she's closer to mid-30s. Got to be. Mid-30s. Easily.
Because
back when she was in her prime, she was a good mid-20s. That was about 10 years ago. So shit. I mean, I don't know what would make her put that out there. But she did, and now she's under fire for that. And I wanted to get some opinions on why the fuck would you be bathing with your 9-year-old son? And you a whole grown ass woman. Bitch, you need a man. That's all I can say about that. That's my opinion. You need a man. Because you can't have a man. Because if you had a man, he would be like, why the fuck you just come out of the bathroom with your son? Did y'all just take a shower together? No, baby, that's me and you. You don't do that with your son. No. She can't have no dude. And she can't even have no DOD. Can't be. Because if she did, she wouldn't be doing that. I find it very disturbing, Miss Silver. Get it together. Stop taking baths with your son. That's a man. That is mm-hmm. He's a preteen. Come on, man. Another year, about what, 10, they getting boners in their sleep. About 10 years old. Come
before
on,
before that.
Taking a shower with your okay, well my bad. You know? My bad.
Before
the man online, babe, kids is different. Like I tell you, I have a story about my one friend that smacked the covers, and her son had a little thing going on, and you know he's what, 10 now? Probably 10, maybe 10, 11. Come on, man, you tripping? I don't know what she's thinking, and I don't know why she put it out there. But if you get a call or a knock, don't be mad. So, honey dear. Before do you have anything? You've been really quiet. I know you've had a lot going on. Did you have anything you needed to get off your chest?
No, you guys were talking. I'm just listening. I'm here to listen.
Oh, we're not trying to leave you out. I mean, you've been real quiet.
Well,
you haven't. Did your little dip thoughts?
Mm-mm.
No?
Not really.
Not really?
Mm-hmm. Not really. Just still trying to figure things out within myself and, you know, ready to go.
You keep saying ready to go, but you, ding, where are you going? Where you going?
I ain't going nowhere with this Miss Corona running around here. This bitch trying to keep me from doing anything.
When is your next event?
We don't have anything. They not really canceled. They just keep pushing them all back to in the same month. Like, that's going to be impossible. Nobody's going to go.
That's what I'm saying. Cause how can you coordinate things if they keep pushing it back? Cause you can't keep booking shit, and then when they get here, they like, oh well, no, nah, we don't. You can't keep doing that, and you got to.
Everything is booked September, October. Everything is booked for September and October. We don't know. Nobody knows. September, October, and I just don't see it. I don't know. Everything is like a week apart. Look, it's not going to go down. Nobody is going to do, you know, somebody may go to like Miami. I'm not doing Miami. You know, I would do Jersey. You know, I do want to go to Chicago, but when they're a week apart, it's just a lot. It's a lot, especially when you got family, you know, you got work, you got, you know, a lot of us have, you know, other things going on in our lives, and it's just dangerous, you know, and at that point, in that time, that's flu outbreak season, and for me, that's considered pneumonia season. It's never just flu for me. It's pneumonia season. You know, God has blessed me this past year. Thank you, Jesus, that thank God for this NutriBurst and all this different stuff that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? God has been by me for the first time in many a years that I
got through the winter. Because you said, tell the people, you said you have how many pounds down are you since you started your
23.
23. I thought it was 17. Okay, that's what's up.
It was 17, and I lost another 7. So. Yeah. So,
you gotta start showing your progress. Where the pussy's at?
ain't putting nothing up.
You ain't putting nothing up? Yeah, so
I need to. I just haven't been putting them up. I've been more or less just working on me and trying to get some balance in my life, and it's hard. It's hard to get balance. I feel like I'm all over the place, you know what I'm saying? Losing weight, but seem like the more I lose, the more other issues I have, you know, like physical and, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Okay, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I just keep pushing through. You know?
That's all you can do. Bless it, bless it. Mm-hmm. Well, shit, hey, you know what it is? Hey, we about to get up out of here, y'all. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Give me your information, Dip.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. As soon as they let a bitch out of jail... No, I'll be in one of you motherfucker city somewhere. I gotta get back on the road, get back to shooting. I'm like, feel, I'm tired. I think I'm just feeling like I'm really ready to go. I'm ready to see my friends, and that my friends trust and believe are the people in the industry, because they are the people who I have the most in common with, and I am at a point, and like I miss them all. You know, and I mean, I like not living close to them, but I miss them, you know, because that's the people right. who I have common with. I don't feel that I have anything in common with the people in my city because they're not where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? They're not, their minds are not, I go to work, you know, I mean, I work multiple jobs. I do what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? But still, I feel that lack and that missing. And so, I don't know, I'm ready to go, though. So, Niecy Honey Dip on anything and everything. Not hard to find. Real Googleable. And please, Niecy, the same way you see it, post it up with our show. It's N-E-E-S-E Honey Dip on everything. And I got a new Niecy Honey Dip Instagram. It's Niecy Honey Dip page with the number 2, since they don't want to give me back my original one. So, hey, whatever. Facebook also. So I'm all around. Google me.
Google me, baby.
Yeah. It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on both of my Facebooks. Cameron Cortez the second, Roman numeral 2. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on my SoundCloud, Rap Star, YouTube, Rap Star 412. It's going down, man. Got some things coming up, little things. First single coming up. Trying to get more tracks to finish my LP. STL, other artists are going to be on it, so it's going to be crazy. As soon as I actually get, you know, some beats from some motherfuckers, holler at me if you got some beats, man. That is.
All right, that's it. We see y'all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Y'all be blessed, be safe, and we see you then. We out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weezy out here.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Point shit running on diesel, dawg. Playing with my name, this shit is lethal, dawg. Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dawg. Don't just say it down, you gotta show me what you gotta do. Bring the clip back empty. You asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dawg. I just broke her off with a 10-piece, dawg. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dawg. Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a rigid on the card. I ain't grow up playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do it. If you really wanna fall till you fall, when you're back against the wall, and a bunch of niggas need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it all day. Yeah, a lot of murk caught me in a hard way. Got a sticky and I keep it at my dog's place. Girl, I left you loving magic, not saw shade. Still going bad on you anyway. Whoa, 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 whoa. I can feel
All Talk No Filter, Dial House Radio. We out.